Welcome back to the pod, everybody. We got a great episode for you today with our guest, Jay Walker. You might know him from Vine, Instagram, or just like movies and stuff. He's a working actor. Good for him. Give Jay a shout on social media. Jay Walker, J-A-Y-W-A-L-K-R. Right now, I am in my motorhome in Mammoth, California, chilling with Ralph. Our producer, Ralph, is sitting right next to me. You might hear some noise in the background. That's plows plowing out snow. Mammoth Mountain is covered in snow, and I'm loving it. I'm going to go skiing for 5 days straight starting on Monday. Why am I telling you this? No reason. I'm excited about it, so I want to tell you. All right? So that's that. We recorded this episode, I think, 2 weeks ago. We had to bank a bunch of episodes because I'm gone for pretty much a month. So I hope it's topical. I think it is. So yeah, just enjoy this episode that was pre-recorded about 2 weeks ago with our guest, Jay Walker. All right, guys, enjoy. Oh, snap, I almost forgot. I'm going on tour with Nicholas Megalis. You heard him on our last episode. Going on tour, West Coast tour, starting February 21st to the 26th. Check out those dates. We're going to San Francisco, Sacramento, Portland, Seattle, and Salt Lake City. Those are the dates I'll be on. Nicholas is doing some more dates. NicholasMegalisIsNotFunny.com for tickets. It's going to be awesome, so go do that. All right, thanks. I'm so tired. All right, enjoy this episode. Bye. And we're back.
Hey.
Hey, Brandon.
How are you, man?
Brandon.
How you doing?
I'm doing
other than that awful pronunciation.
Yeah. Brandon, I'm doing pretty good. I had a good morning. I wasn't sad this morning.
No.
I don't know why. I don't know what's leading to that. But I woke up with some hope in my heart.
That's good. I mean, it's early. Give it some time. What time is it? It's only 2.
Right.
Give it some time.
How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For real?
No. I have a really bad headache. That's why I want to eat omega-3s. I was just talking to Jay before.
I couldn't tell at all.
Really?
You're faking it like you're
making fine. It.
Yeah.
We got Jay Walker. Well, yeah. Jay, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks, guys, for having me.
Of course.
I do appreciate it.
Now, I thought your voice was sexy before, but holy shit, dude.
Now it's not at all.
But actually, put that mic closer to your mouth.
Oh, yeah. That would probably help.
We don't supply our guests with headphones here at I'm Sorry Dad Studios.
Not at all.
Okay.
It's part of our charm.
I like it. I like you guys just look more important than me, and you are.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad that that's an understanding, you know? I'm glad that we've understood that.
Yeah, we're better than you.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, it's a fact, so.
So how you doing? How do you lose this voice of yours?
So I lost my voice on Saturday because I was yelling at kids.
All right.
At preschool or just, what do you mean?
Nah, I just like went out and I was like, yo, fuck kids.
Nice.
I just don't enjoy the idea of children, so I just yelled at them. I got a little carried away. No, I was ADing a music video that had 500 extras for Elton Castay.
Assistant directing, right?
Yes, assistant directing. And at one point, there were 250 people in this room with those giant inflatable dinosaur costumes.
Uh-huh.
And Elton was trying to yell at them on a megaphone. He had a megaphone, and they weren't listening to him. And I was like, hey, everybody needs to stop talking now. And like, I yelled over Elton and everybody shut up.
With a megaphone.
And he had a megaphone. And that's when I killed my voice.
Oh, that'd be funny if you like, just to get people's attention, you're like, hey, shut the fuck up. Or just like, bomb, fire.
Yeah, I should have done that. That would have worked.
So yeah, you lost your voice quickly or did you wake up and your voice was gone?
Nah, by the end of the night, it was gone. Yeah. But, like, it just gradually, throughout the day,
nice,
disappeared.
So what was it? I know Elton was trying to set 5 world records within one music video.
The goal was 11 world records.
Uh-huh.
We ended up getting 10.
Oh, wow.
And
what were the records?
They were so random.
Most children scared at one point. Yeah, right. One point.
The world records were, like, there were a bunch of BMX ones. Like, most tail whips in a certain amount of time, most cool. Like, yeah, like a bunch of tricks.
And you did those, right? The BMX tricks?
Yes, I did all of them.
Yeah, wow.
Guys, I didn't tell you this. I'm actually a professional BMX rider.
Wow.
Like, really low key. And then we had people from 51 different countries, wow. I believe, 50 or 51. And it was like most nationalities in a conga line, most nationalities in a 15-minute long dance party, like all these like random crazy ones. And then 250 inflatable dinosaurs in a room. We had to have all of these costumes inflated for 5 minutes.
My God.
Yeah.
How'd you inflate them?
There's a little battery pack.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah, I was just going around.
Anyways.
Cool. Well, was that a fun day for you, or was it just work and like, you know?
Nah, it was mad stressful. I'm never going to do that again.
For real?
Seriously. Like, we got it done, and nobody got hurt, and I was like, yeah. I for sure thought somebody was going to die, and then it was just going to be on my conscience for the rest of my life.
Right.
But that didn't happen, and we shot the video, and it worked somehow.
And when's the video coming out?
Album has a release date. I can't remember. I think it's like February 11th or something like that.
Cool.
Somewhere in that week. Yeah.
And Scotty Sire is in the...
Scotty Sire is on the song and in the video. And Pierre Bouvier from Simple Plan.
Ooh.
Yes.
Pierre Bouvier.
Damn it. I can't do any voices. That's frustrating.
Is he the lead singer?
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Super nice guy.
Yeah. He was cool.
Super cool. He's a rock star.
Right. Yeah.
Like literally, there was at the very end of the video... he's basically serenading all of these kids, and it was out as we were rolling on it, like nobody gave him any instructions really.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, this is what you do when you're so good at it. Like, this is,
yeah,
man.
So he just like took control.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to kill it right now.
Oh, he was 100% in his element.
Nice, dude.
It was dope.
Does he still sing that song about not being perfect to his dad? I'm sorry, I can't be perfect. Does he still sing that?
No. Does he still?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
How old is he now?
I don't know.
He is a dad now, probably.
He sings it for the fans, dude.
Oh, I get you, okay.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Just like you say AIDS.
For no one.
For the fans.
For no one that finds that funny.
No one likes that when you say that.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Well, that's cool. What other songs do they sing? I was never into that scene.
I wasn't either.
Okay.
I wasn't either.
Perfect and
Brandon.
I'm just a kid and life is a nightmare.
Are those the big three?
Simple Plan.
No, that was only two. What's the next one? I'm just a kid and then Perfect. And it's all I remember. They're one of those bands, but I only know like two songs from them. Like that's like Sum 41. What's the other one? Like All American Rejects, like those bands. Yep, you only remember two songs from them.
Dashboard Confessional.
Yeah.
Yellow Same Card.
Thing. Yellow Card.
Yeah.
Dashboard, dude.
Dashboard. I can't even think of a Dashboard song right now.
Neither can I. I'm screaming infidelities. Something like that.
That sounds right. One?
Yeah, cool. I think you just nailed
beautiful.
It. So tell us more about this experience. I saw that on an Instagram story that Elton had a pool. He was towing a pool. An above ground pool?
Yeah. So the first half of our day, we had 30 trained dancers, like unbelievable dancers. And we put them in dinosaur costumes and had them doing choreography, which was hilarious. And then we took them out of those, and Elton built a pool on top of a trailer. And was pulling that pool on a motorhome.
Yeah.
In the middle of the street, no permits, no nothing. There's like 20 people on this trailer. And I was like, this is so unsafe.
Was there 20 people in the pool?
I don't know how many people were in the pool. No, not everybody was in the pool, but people were standing around the pool.
Okay.
And around the trailer.
Were there people in the pool while the motorhome was moving?
Yes.
Wow, you must have been stressed out.
Yeah.
It's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah, and it's like my job to like make sure everything's safe.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's not. It's just not. So I'm going to have an aneurysm.
Did the pool make it in the video? We'll see, I guess.
You will see.
Okay. We don't know yet, huh?
No spoilers. Yeah, you'll see. I think it's going to come together well, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Afterwards, did you guys like party or just pass out and go home?
Nah, dude, my whole body hurt. Yeah. I just went home and I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Nah, I went out for a quick drink with some of the dancers.
Oh.
And
And
then I went home because I was very tired. There's no happy ending.
Hmm. Oh, Elton just texted me. I need to turn my phone, fucking computer on.
Who airplane texted mode. You?
Elton, speak of the devil.
Wow. Whoa, that's weird.
What do you know?
Hmm.
Dude, life is crazy.
Yeah, man. It's nuts. Aren't you going to live in Elton's trailer?
Yeah.
For a while?
Yeah, I'm going to live in his motorhome.
Nice.
For like 2 months. I actually want to talk about that on a different episode. Maybe before I leave.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. You just cut it out.
We'll just spend 50 minutes of talking about RVs.
Yeah.
People will love that.
The movie RV. The only thing I know about RVs is the movie with Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah. I never saw that.
Wait, what?
The movie RV with Robin Williams.
Didn't even know that was a thing.
What?
Yeah. Never heard of it.
Come on.
You guys ever seen Ghost Dad starring Bill Cosby?
No, I've heard of it.
That's a forgotten movie.
I haven't seen it.
I mean,
probably hasn't aged well.
No.
Just saying.
Although he does die in the movie, so.
Oh, okay, got it.
Maybe that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't wish that.
I mean, I do have the entire Bill Cosby collection, but.
No. You got it for 99 cents at Walmart.
Yeah, now I just like, I keep it in the closet.
So, Jay, let's talk about you more personally.
Ooh.
Here's what I know about you. You grew up in Minnesota.
I did indeed.
You do a Barack Obama impression that I would like to hear you attempt with this voice right now.
Oh, man.
This
is gonna be,
just try it.
Oh, man. I tried to do the okay.
All right.
You know, it doesn't sound exactly. It sounds like Barack Obama's sick. Yeah. Just a little bit.
That's funny.
You know?
Add some sniffles. Barack.
Hey, listen, Michelle. Can you give me some throat coat and echinacea?
Nice.
Oh, man.
You also do a Jay-Z impression.
Not like you.
Yo, it's your boy.
I can't do it. I don't think I can do that right now.
Yeah.
No, it's gone.
Man.
I love when people lose their voices. Just makes them funnier. More entertaining.
I don't think either of you will know the answer to this, and I can just look it up right now. But what causes you to lose your voice? Is it just the vocal cords being completely strained?
I think so.
Yeah. I feel like I might have like bruised something.
Yeah.
There was like,
Yeah.
I was just waving my hands. If you're listening, I was just waving my hands as if they were vocal cords. And it was like,
right.
Slapping against each other.
Yeah, yeah. They're probably red and stuff.
When I
was a singer in a former life, I would get like bumps in my throat.
Oh, what?
Like nodules or something.
Oh, nodules on your vocal cords? People get surgery for that.
Yeah, I never had it like horribly bad.
Yeah.
But I was in a band that was a very high range of vocals. Literally like high pitched.
So that's why you can sing.
Yeah, I've been singing for a long time.
Okay, it's not the reason why you can sing, but...
But that helped me become decent.
That's dope. I didn't... Yeah, when we were recording that promo for
a
show that we had, we did a little sing-song thing, and I was like, Ryan, why can't you sing? I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
But it was cool.
And you could sing very well.
Thank you.
You're a legit, like, great singer, I'd say.
I appreciate that.
I can listen really well to you guys sing.
That's my skill. Our jingle was for a show at the Improv with Jamie Kennedy and Drew Lynch.
Yes.
And it went like, we've got a show on December 6th.
With
Jamie Kennedy.
I can't sing.
Damn
you
it.
Set me up to fail, right?
That's what I've been doing the whole past 5 minutes. Do this impression. Fail at it.
Shit.
You guys ever listen to, kind of going back to Simple Plan, you guys ever listen to the Screamo? Like in the 2006?
Dude, I never.
Not really.
No?
That missed me completely.
Like, I mean, really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I've listened to it, but I do not like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's just.
Well, how old are you, Jay?
I don't want to say.
Why? Doesn't matter.
I'm in my 20s.
I'm in my 20s too, and you were around, but yeah. Like what I'm trying to get at is you were around during that
time.
I was. But you just didn't like any of that shit.
Nah, like I'd listen to it and I'd be like, why are these people so mad? You should sing something. If you're so mad, sing something that's going to make you happier instead of just being mad all the time. I don't want to listen to you being mad into a microphone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Unless it's like melodic.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is they would go, the screamo was defined by you would start singing like Rye would. While there's like this heavy double bass drum happening, and then the chorus would be rah, 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 like screaming.
Yeah.
So there was singing in there, but usually people just focus on the screaming. And I agree, it was very angry.
There is nothing enjoyable to me about listening to somebody just yell.
I agree. I like the emotion. I can appreciate the emotion. Like, all right, cool. He's really feeling something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
I think it's a skill to be able to do that.
To do that over and over again.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. That's, they're really well trained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, I prefefer melodies, and I prefer smooth sounding, nice tone. That's why I never got into Blink 182.
Wait, why?
Because they're just like,
they have melodies.
Melody,
yeah, but there's I don't like their voices.
Okay, that's
I don't like that style. How does it go?
All the small things, truth care, truth brings.
I hate
all
that.
Take.
Yeah, I know everyone fucking loves that, but I hate it. Maybe it's because I'm like a professional singer. They're like, you're doing that incorrectly.
No, you don't even like all the small things.
I like that song, but I need to like not hear the voice. Kind of small things.
It's like it's Tom DeLonge.
I know.
That's just his voice. The other guy, I forgot his name.
It's a choice. He's choosing to sing like that. He could go, all the small things.
Oh, you just hate that he has no vibrato.
Oh, yeah,
he's
yeah.
Just like, it's just all the way through.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Vibrato. Vibrato is when you go, oh.
Thank you.
Instead of, oh.
Now, I got it now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you guys not, so you guys, I'm assuming, don't like metal music?
I like metal.
You do?
Yeah.
I can appreciate the musicality of metal.
Yeah.
But I don't have fun listening to it.
Like Metallica? That dude has a good voice. I've always liked his voice.
Well, I mean, more from the instrumentation, because my brother had an interesting thought. He was like, he loves metal because they play their instruments really fast, and they still have to play melodies and stuff, but they just play it like really, really fast. So he thinks that metal musicians instrumentally are much better than like somebody in a traditional rock band. Because if they wanted to, a metal band could play a really good rock song very well.
I won't disagree with that.
That's his opinion, and I kind of agree with it. But
I'm going to disagree with that.
Really?
Any trained and professional musician can play as fast as they want. That's just one thing to do in music.
But like with metal, though, they're playing in crazy time signatures.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, yeah, this song's in 15/16 because fuck you guys.
Yeah. I like stuff like
Good
that.
Good luck tapping your foot.
I like difficult time signatures, but I think just playing fast, nah. That's like
anybody can do that if they know how to play a rock song?
Yeah, you can train yourself to play something super fast. Mm. I used to do, it's impressive. I used to, when I was a beatboxer in other life, I would do solo beatboxes and do one routine where I would just go faster and faster and faster and faster. And people are like, whoa. And I was like, that's actually kind of, I just practiced. Mm. I just practiced in the shower. But whatever. I see what Jesse's saying.
Yeah.
Pardon the interruption, but this episode is brought to you by Hims. You know Hims. We love Hims. It's a wellness brand for men. Hims. See, the issue here is 66% of men lose their hair by the age of 35. That's like Brandon. We've talked about this before. I hope Brandon has ordered his Hims because he needs it. Got to solve the problem before it gets worse. All right? How will you feel a year from now when it's business as usual up there? Do you want a bald spot to pop up, or do you want to do something about it first? Do you want your hairline to recede, or do you want to do something about it first? There is a solution if you are losing your hair, and it's 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat your hair loss. It's way better than going to a doctor and sitting in the waiting room. You just go to 4hims.com, check it out. It's so easy. Order now. And our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost hundreds of dollars if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/dad. That's forhims.com/dad. Forhims.com/dad and enjoy a life of luxurious hair. All right, back to the episode. Yada, yada, yada. Let's get back to Jay. Jay.
Hey. How's it going?
So what's, how long did you live in Minnesota?
I lived there from basically when I was 7 until, 21?
No, don't cry, dude.
Yeah, it sounds like I'm so sad. So sad.
You miss home?
From 7 till 21.
Yeah, so that was my childhood.
Yeah.
Because you're 45 now, right?
I'm 67. I've been at this for a long time, drinking the blood of youth.
Yeah.
So I can stay young.
Oh, man, that's why you went to that.
Yeah, man, event. I was harvesting.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
So what's it like? What kind of town did you grow up in? Tiny town?
Fairly. It wasn't super small. Like, I graduated with, I think, 600 people in my class.
Okay. It's pretty small.
I don't know.
600 people in the whole high school?
No, just in my class. So
I think that's small.
No, that's big.
It's big?
I'm pretty sure that's big. High schools, my high school had, how many people? 1,600, like, students. So that's,
okay.
I think that's more than half. I mean, more than, I don't know, but that's big.
Okay.
It's big.
Okay.
They were all white.
They're all, okay.
Almost all of them. So that led to an interesting childhood for me.
What do you mean?
For sure. I mean, I talk about this in my stand-up, so you know a little bit. It's always funny being around a lot of white people that are not used to being around any diversity because they just make a whole bunch of assumptions about who you are and who you're supposed to be, right? So, like, I was just a kid from Minnesota, but to everybody else, I was a black kid.
Right.
And I was like, I grew up in the same place as you. Mm-hmm. Why do you expect me to be talking a certain way or uh-huh. whatever, mm-hmm. or dressing a certain way? I was like, yo, we had the same teacher in third grade. Yeah. Like, what? We make the same shitty art projects together, like, and you expect me to be rapping down the hallway? What the hell?
Oh, it's so funny.
So
and
I
racist.
Grew up with a lot of kids telling me I was not black.
Oh, that must have been awesome.
Yeah,
oh,
it was man. Dope. I got called Oreo a lot.
Oh, man.
A whole lot.
Why? Because are you part white?
I am.
Oh, you are? Okay.
No, right. Not at all.
Oh.
0%. Zero. Well, not zero, but.
Wait, so at this high school, where there weren't many black kids then?
No, my school was 6% black.
Okay.
Which is not a lot. My whole school. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's like my hometown. I grew up near Cape Cod, which is like a summer town. I grew up in a sailing town. Sailing and golf.
Sailing town. That is definitely not where the black people are.
No.
That is definitely not.
No, yeah. We had like 3 black kids. Maybe like 4 black people in my entire high school.
Yeah.
When I was there.
Wow.
Same. I'm from Orange County. We had like 4. It was predominantly Mexican. And it was 4 black kids and that was it.
And you know Marlon Webb, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He went to a mostly white high school, and he had a similar experience to you. He told me that people, like, there was a black girl in the high school.
Oh, and people always tried to set them up?
Yeah.
I knew exactly where I was going to go. Yeah, people did the same thing to me.
Wow. It's
like, hey, you should date Quisha. Be like, why? I don't know her. I have no common interest with her.
That is so racist, but like,
know?
In an ignorantly wit racist
way. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Which must be weird.
Yeah.
To experience that. Because Marlon, yeah, he'd be like, my friends would be like, hey, Marlon, you and Susie should date, huh? Right? Maybe you can go get some fried chicken?
Oh, man.
They would say that to him.
Oh, my God.
They would say that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I swear to God.
Wow.
Fucking crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a new fried chicken place, Marlon.
Hey.
Huh? Want to go?
Good date spot.
And they said that with good intentions, like, yeah. Oh, you should totally go.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the funniest thing about it. Is
yeah.
That people think they're doing you a favor.
Yeah.
Right.
Or
so weird.
Here's a thing that would happen a lot, and it happens less frequently to me here, but like in Minnesota, when there's people that aren't used to talking to black people, they will just bring up blackness. Like it's a topic of conversation.
Yeah.
That, oh, I'm talking to a black person. We need to talk about black stuff. So, man, there's this really good home cooking place that I just tried.
Yeah.
They've got grits and I'm
You listen to the new Lil
Why are you telling me this?
You listen to Lil Wayne's new albums? Pretty good, right?
Dude, but seriously, great. that kind of I love rap music.
You rap, right?
You're a rapper.
That happens to white people too. I've as a like approachable looking white person, mm-hmm. like I'm not threatening, but I'm super white. I've had like I'd be in line at Dunkin' Donuts in Boston. This is back in Massachusetts. I'd be in line at Dunkin' Donuts, and then some like older white dude would just start being. Maybe the cashier was black or a different race.
Yeah,
he'd make a racist comment to me, and assume I would co-sign and be like, yeah, huh? Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, they're slow. But I'd just be like standing there just like, ha ha. It's like, don't assume I'm racist with you.
Yeah, right? Oh, man. Dude, so, that's so weird.
Yeah, it's too, it's too bad.
Why can't people just not be shitty?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody just be nice.
Yeah, everybody.
Well, that's what I think so funny is that, like, what we're saying about good intentions, those people that brought up, like, they're like, oh, we have to talk about black things. I don't think they had, like, ill intentions.
No, that's...
That's the weirdest thing about it.
That is the weirdest thing about it. Yeah. And it also makes me feel bad for calling it out.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you don't have any ill will, but, like, what you're doing is unnecessary and not okay.
Yeah.
So, stop.
It's like I've literally heard people sometimes go, yeah, I just love black people. That's like a weird
thing to say.
To fucking
you
say.
You love all black people because they're black? That's racist in the weirdest way.
I know.
I don't love all black people. I'm sure there's a lot of shitty people of any race.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I know.
So like that's a weird thing to say.
Yeah. One of my black friends asked me, it was like, you went to black chicks? And I was like, yeah, the hot ones.
Right? Exactly. I don't get that. I don't get that.
But if they're ugly, I fuck them. I don't even look at them.
Yeah, man.
That goes for all 100%. Women.
Yeah, man. Put your foot down, Rye.
Yeah. Jesus. Oh. As a perfect male specimen myself, I demand perfection from my women.
Fuck, man.
You get to have that. You do get to have that.
I've earned it.
It's a privilege that I, you know.
So, Jay, when did you... So, you're in Minnesota. When did you come to L.A. when you were 21?
Yes. I think I was 21.
So, you've been here for over 40 years.
22, actually. 40 years.
Yeah.
40 years here.
Shit.
You're 60. You're 61. That's crazy.
Yeah, everybody's going to be able to do the maths, and I'm not really worried about it. But, yeah, I've been here. I've been here for a minute, and it's been cool for the most part.
And you act, like, kind of a lot. You book roles, which is rare.
Yeah.
I've been really fortunate here. I mean, no matter what, I'm always going to be like, man, it's not enough.
Yeah.
Because obviously I'm not where I would like to be in my ultimate career path, but it's a journey. I'm working, which is dope.
Yeah.
Like, I can pay my bills with acting, and that's...
That seems so unattainable to
me. Yeah.
Good for you, dude.
Thank you.
That's the dream, dude.
But I'm miserable just like everybody else in Los Angeles. So... it's a battle. It's a battle every day.
What do you like
in these streets?
What do you like better, acting or social media?
Man, I hate social media. I hate it.
I had a feeling you'd say that. I hate it too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I really do not enjoy most. I like Twitter.
Yeah.
Really? That's the one I hate the most.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's just that's like ground zero for anything. Comedy, like you can't say anything even slight. No, you can, but it has to be very specific. You know what I mean? Like you can't really say, it has to be like, you have to think. I mean, you should think about what you say most of the time, but like you have to really fucking think, like really think.
Like your friend, like people will attack you
and that'll spread and people will retweet and people will quote tweet and
then just destroy your life.
Yeah. I mean, both of us, me and Rye, I don't know if it's the same for you. Like we've had things that we've tweeted that we do end up just going, okay, let's just delete this. Just not even because like we care. Like, oh, we should do better. Like as people, it's just like, I don't want to deal with this fucking annoying shit right now. It's all it is.
Yeah, that's legit.
Yeah.
That's why I delete it, because the attention, the negative attention stresses me the fuck out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let's relieve this stress. I'll just fucking delete it.
Delete the thing.
And then throw my phone in the ocean.
But why do you love it the most?
I like Twitter just because it's just jokes.
That's the opposite of what mine really.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that is the complete opposite.
No,
who do you follow? I want to fucking follow them.
I follow a lot of comedians and writers and stuff.
Yeah.
And random Twitter people that make me laugh. But I like creating content on Twitter the most because it's just... I don't have to worry about what I look like and how the lighting is. And hey, can somebody take a picture of me or shoot this video for me? And I need to edit a video and blah, 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 blah. Nah, it's just, here's a random shower thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically.
And then you could take a picture of yourself in a shower.
I could do that.
Yeah. All right. That was a bad joke. Sorry. God.
throw that one right in the trash. That's what Jason's been saying to me a lot.
Throw that one right in the trash.
I'll make a joke, and he goes, "Yeah, go ahead and throw that one right in the trash."
And it's that's garbage.
Yeah,
that's garbage.
Yeah. What do you hate about social media?
Here's the thing. I always looked at social media as an opportunity to actually, like, as a tool to help me get to my other goals, like open doors in the acting world and all that stuff. And it is that. But the stresses involved with checking how many likes and followers you have every day and trying to present this version of yourself that's for sure not real. And, like, man, I don't know. This is just gross to me.
Same, dude.
You know what I find funny? I wonder if this is the same in any other, like, field. Because we all came up in social media from Vine.
Yeah.
And we've been in it, quote unquote, for what, like 6 years, 7 years? Yeah. So, but we hate it now. I think when we first started it, we loved it a lot.
I loved it.
I loved Vine.
Yeah.
At the beginning, I loved it. Yeah. I had so much fun just making stupid videos.
Yeah.
I was pronouncing license plates. Like, what a stupid thing to do, but it made me laugh.
Totally.
Yeah.
So, and it wasn't work. It wasn't a job.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that was our, because we, you know, we made money off of it too. Yeah. So that was our profession. So I'm wondering if any other profession, like stand-up comedy, or even let's take it out of entertainment and just like being a doctor, I wonder if you, as you keep doing it more and more, if you naturally start to hate the thing that you do.
I think to some degree, yeah.
Yeah, probably. Because I think that's the... I don't know if that's with stand-up, though, right? Because, like, do you know stand-up comedians that are, like, been doing it for 20 years and, like, oh, I fucking hate this?
Yeah, yeah. People get tired of the road life, for sure.
Oh,
yeah. And if you don't make a lot of money, you're probably making a little bit of money.
Yeah.
I don't really know. Like, most comedians don't make a good living, so they're on the road all the time.
That would be
tired,
be tough,
alone, sad, by yourself.
I imagine it would be much easier to continue loving comedy if you're really successful.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
you know?
But I feel people have jobs that they never learn to hate. The thing that I feel gross about social media is I feel like I'm kind of playing a part in a toxic thing. It's like I'm contributing to a negative thing, which is being an influencer and be like, here's my cool life. I mean, I stopped posting.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm contributing to I'm feeding the beast.
Yeah.
That is social media.
But I don't think there's no putting, no closing the lid on Pandora's box.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. But it's also existed to some degree. Like, people always wanted to know what celebrities were doing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
And magazines and... You ever look at a People magazine? It's all clickbait. It's like, Jennifer Aniston dumped who or whatever, and it shows her face like Brad Pitt cheats on Angel, whatever.
Right.
And it's all in caps, and it has a exclamation point at the end. And then you're reading about fucking shit that doesn't involve you, and you don't know who these people are personally, but you're just basing something about them off of somebody else's writing too.
And then girls are like, man, Jennifer Aniston never ages. It's like, I want to be like that.
Yeah.
But I'm not. No, I'm sad.
And no, I want to hurt myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the problem is less with social media and probably more just celebrity culture. I think that's more the issue. Because now anybody can be that. Anybody can be a celebrity. Fucking look at Emma Chamberlain. Yeah. A year ago, she was a fucking girl in wherever, San Francisco. Huge 3 million followers on everything, and like giant selling out things. And the thing that people hate about it is that she's just now a celebrity and everyone's obsessed with her life. And she has to now feel like she has to put on airs because she is a celebrity and she's not being maybe really who she is because now she has so many eyes on her. Now she has to be like, I have to like manufacture this image. And I think that's what you hate more, is that that's just what happens when you become a celebrity, is you have to manufacture an image. I think it has less to do with social media, you know, but I could be wrong.
Yes and no. I mean, some celebrities like just stay out of the spotlight as much as possible. Like, you don't see Denzel anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Except in all those movies.
In all of his movies.
In those movies. Right. He's in front of the camera, though, still.
But nobody has any idea what Denzel is up to right now.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess,
nobody knows. And I feel there used to be this, mystique of film celebrities and stuff. Mm-hmm. And Will Smith, I feel like, just pulled that rug out from everybody. Yeah. And he's like, well, I'm just going to get way more successful than everybody.
Yeah.
Because now I'm going to vlog.
Right, yeah. Right.
Which isn't really even taking off as much as you think it would. Because it's Will Smith.
Is he vlogging? He's vlogging?
Yeah.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I just saw him on Instagram posting videos there.
He has a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
No, he does. Yeah. He vlogs. So does Jack Black. Jack Black made one too.
Yeah.
Nice. Crazy. Jablonski? I love him.
Is that what it's called?
Is what?
His channel.
It's like something gamer or games.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Let me look it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Jack.
Dude, I'd be into Jack Black vlogging. Like, if comedians I love vlog, I'd be like, hey, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I tried vlogging for 4 months. I didn't like it. You ever vlogged?
I shot 3 vlogs and I hated it.
Yeah.
I hated it. I bought a vlog camera. I was like, yo, this is going to be it. All my friends are vlogging. This is like going to be the move. And I was like, I hate watching myself unscripted and then needing to go and edit myself.
Yeah.
And there's, you know why I think I really don't like social media or why I'm not fully committed is because when I'm in a moment, I actually want to be in that moment.
Yeah.
For me. Yeah. I don't want to constantly be thinking about packaging it to be consumed by other people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? Because then it cheapens it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And when you always are thinking of how can I turn this into a bit? How can I capture this? It you're not there anymore.
Right.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
Like
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
You guys know.
No, I totally know.
This is a vine. Oh, that's a vine. That's a vine.
Yeah. Yeah.
That we were always in that mindset. Mm-hmm. And
for a while, it was fun and awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's a little bit different with Vine because Vine was, that was fun. If you said something funny, you would, and then someone would say, that's a Vine. And then you'd be like, oh, okay. Like, how do we make that into something like funny? And like, that was more creative and it was like, okay, let's now get into this mode of creativity. But with vlogging, it's just like, I'm going to record us eating now and say something funny, even though this is something that we would normally do without the cameras off. And if they were off, we probably wouldn't be saying these things that are funny. Once again, I'm using the word manufacture a lot, but it is, it's manufacturing real life, but not as it actually is.
I mean, the cool thing about it is, and like, as soon as I said the thing about Vine, I kind of disagreed with myself. So I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
It was more creative.
It was way more creative. The cool thing about vlogging, I've told like Zane and the whole crew, this is like the amount of content that you can generate is like, you'd kill it in a writer's room just from having that thing going all the time, constantly generating ideas. Like, that's a really valuable skill and that's dope.
Yeah.
But not ever being able to turn it off because it's your job would be awful.
I was vlogging I was trying to do it like with comedians who didn't vlog. So I'd show up at like a comedy club with my camera and be like, hey, can I film you guys?
Yeah.
Everyone would be like, nah.
Nah, I don't want to do that.
Like, yeah, I don't want to either. Sorry. Then I wake up like, hey guys, I'm here with my cat. So I'm going to do some writing today.
Yeah.
Maybe I hate social media because I don't do enough cool shit.
Well, same.
I think what a lot of people who vlog do is they know that most of people's lives are boring. Like your life is, it's not boring, but it's just, it's normal. It's just normal. Boring is normal. In most people's lives. It's just, that's the way it is.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, I want to let you finish your point.
But what I'm about to say is that all these vloggers, they know that, and they know that if they just vlogged in their house, it would be, people would be like, oh, I don't really want to watch this. So what they do is, I think they literally go to parties and go to events to fish.
Yeah.
It's fishing.
Yeah.
It's trying to get some good content from this place because who fucking knows what will happen. And that's why I feel like that's why they go to these places and they go to these events and they do these things
in order to
get content. And it's fine, but I could imagine that, like you said, being fucking so draining after a while.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they're all really happy, but I have no fucking clue.
If I wanted to be a vlogger.
Yeah.
And like that was my passion.
Yeah.
Then I would be down.
Right.
I'd be totally down for that. But since it's not the thing that I want and it's just kind of adjacent, It's exhausting.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I hear you. So what are your plans for the future? What are your end goals?
For the future? At the end of last year, I started writing.
And really?
I've been putting off writing for the longest time.
Writing what?
Well, for me, in my comedy, I always felt like the weakest part of my performance was my joke writing. Like, I can perform and I can entertain, but I was like, I really need to work on my joke writing. And all of last year, I was reading the news every day and just getting mad and doing nothing with it. It was just the biggest time sink. So I was like, let's put those two things together. And I just started writing late night jokes, monologue jokes and stuff every day. And that's been really cool. And then that kind of got me into the world of, okay, what's the submission look like for a late night job? So I've just been kind of exploring that, which has been cool.
Sweet.
But it's also just gotten me writing. And I enjoy it more than I thought I would.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Other than that, you know, stand up, doing that same grind, acting, doing that same grind. I just have to fill my time so I'm not waiting for the phone to call.
Right.
For the phone to ring. Yeah. From my.
Do you see yourself?
I just imagine you answer the phone. You answer the phone and it's like, hello. And it's just cut to a giant phone holding a phone.
That's like a Rick and Morty bit.
Yeah.
100%.
Jesus.
Oh, man. That's so funny.
Do you see yourself doing stand up forever and ever and ever?
Yeah.
Maybe not forever and ever, but.
I mean, I'm going to die at some point, so maybe not forever ever.
You can do it in heaven.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Who the hell is calling me? Sorry, everybody. It's Jack Reed.
That's another $10,000 deal. Yep.
Just lost
all that money. Sorry.
Yeah, for me, like, stand-up is going to be my baseline foundation. I want to become great and do it forever. But if acting happens, that's cool. Are you, like, pursuing acting hard? Would you like to be a movie star?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Absolutely. But even if and when that happens, I would also still like to do comedy.
Yeah.
Because comedy is my first love.
Nice.
Yeah.
And if you become a movie star, bank an extra couple fucking million every year just doing stand-up.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The top comedians are making a fucking killing.
Dude, they are. I can't believe how much, I mean, I can, but how much Chappelle and Chris Rock got paid by Netflix.
Yeah.
Crazy.
What's the number?
50 million.
Fucking hell.
Each?
Jesus Christ. Yeah. I was even just thinking about like Chris D'Elia and Tom Segura.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they make, but they're doing fucking well.
They're doing very, very well. They're killing it.
Damn.
Killing it.
We have 5 minutes left, guys.
Okay.
We're doing tight episodes.
Do you guys want to do the whisper challenge? Finish it out?
I'll kill that right now.
What's the whisper? I should know this. What's the whisper challenge?
I don't know what it is, actually.
I have no idea. I just heard whisper and I was
nice.
Like, that's a thing that I can do.
The whisper challenge.
It's actually probably best right now for your voice. Be gentle with it.
Here, let's whisper. Let's share secrets. Do you guys have any secrets?
What is this, a fourth grade slumber party? Let's share secrets.
Who do you have a crush on right now, Jay?
I have a few crushes right now.
Shit.
Cool. Fuck, it's 3 o'clock.
What do you got to do? You got to go?
No, just our next guest is going to arrive soon.
Gotcha.
But we can just chat until he's here. We have 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes, guys.
2.5 minutes.
Dope.
What do you want people to know? Where are you on... Where can people find you?
Oh, people can find me on Twitter, which is my favorite, which is at Jay Walker without an E in Walker. So it's like at Jay Walk R.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm.
And
Walk
that's
hard.
My same handle on Instagram. I've been posting Instagram stories more than anything.
Yeah, me too.
Just because I don't care about them.
Yeah.
And if something makes me laugh, I'll post it. Or I'll just post a gym selfie like a douche. I'm working out. I want people to know.
Yeah.
And YouTube, Twitch, I don't care.
And we'll do some more stand-up shows together.
Yes.
Yes.
Dude, the last one that we had was really fun.
That was fun.
We drove 2.5 hours to Palm Springs to this old, it used to be a strip club called Plan B.
Yeah, what do you know?
And I was like mad the whole time. And then I got there and it was like, what, 30 people maybe?
Yeah.
And it was super chill. We just had a really
fun
time.
Yeah. It was one of those shitty-ass shows where you think like, oh, God, this is going to suck.
Yeah, and then it was great.
It was just a good time.
Do you think that maybe it was a good time because we said, I DGAF?
Yeah, for sure.
Is that right?
Like, we were laughing at how bad it was.
Yeah.
But it was good.
It was good, though.
But it was like, everything was against us. Like, the horrible lighting.
I think it went so well because I was like, I don't care if these people like me or not.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't care. I'm never going to see any of you ever again.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say what I want to say. And if it goes well, dope. And if it doesn't, I'm getting in the car and driving 2 hours.
That's the key. That's the key to being funny on stage.
Yeah.
Not escapes. Giving a fuck.
That's a key to living your life, actually. It's just know that you're probably, if you're in a public place, I've been with people and I say something that's kind of like dumb. And then they're like, you said that like loud. People will think you're an idiot. And I'm like, I'm never going to see these people again in my whole life.
Yeah.
I don't care what they think about me. Because if we run into each other again, what are they going to fucking come up to
exactly.
me and say, oh, I remember when we were at Olive Garden and you said some stupid shit or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I don't, okay, why are you coming up to me?
Yeah, exactly.
What is this going to do to you?
You're weird now.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah, not giving a fuck helps.
Yeah.
Get you through some stuff, you know. That was a fart. We like to end the podcast with
bodily noises.
Yeah. With humor from a 90s Adam Sandler film. So now you go.
You give Sandler a break, dude.
He's living his best life.
Yeah, man. He's gone through a lot.
All right, well, Jay, thanks for doing the pod. You were great.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
I love the talk about... Oh, there's the next guest. All right. I love the talk about you being black in a white town.
Oh, I could have talked about that for hours.
Well, we'll have you back.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about.
All right, dude. Thank you. Everybody, thank you, follow Jay. Let him know that you heard him on this pod.
Preach.
All right. I'm sorry, Dad.
Podcast. I'm sorry, Dad.
Now.
I blew it.